Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic is the do's of building your home. And this is part of a two-part series for anybody looking at building a brand new home. We're going to talk about the do's in this episode, and the other episode we're going to talk about the don'ts. So the do's and don'ts of building your home. And again, if you are thinking about building, you've been looking at homes on the market, you're not finding what you're looking for, this is the podcast for you because it's going to give you some really good starter tips for building a home and making sure that you guys don't make any really big mistakes on the beginning part of the process. And if you want to learn more about the home building process and some of the other different things like questions you want to ask your builder or things you need to know before you buy a lot, definitely look up those podcasts as well. We have all that kind of content here on the Home Building Hero. All right, let's begin. Let's talk about the do's for building your first home. The first do, and there's eight of these, the first do is look at as many floor plans as you possibly can. And this is really important because you're going to be living in this home for a while. So the floor plan is very critical. So make sure that you look through a variety of different floor plans because when you build, you can modify that home. So even if maybe you look at a floor plan that's not one you would normally consider, you may see something in there that you really like. You might see something in a bathroom that you want to integrate into your new home, or you may see a kitchen design that you really like, and you can sometimes meld that design into a different home. So look at as many floor plans as possible, or you may find that you find a better floor plan than the one you were originally locked in on, maybe one that's, you know, more efficient use of space or will be a better use for you to live in. All right, the second do when you're building a new home is tour as many model homes as you can. So start and look at a lot of floor plans and then look at as many model homes as you can. Now, that's getting a little harder these days because there's a lot less inventory on the market and builders just don't have as many model homes as they used to. But make sure you tour as many as you can. Try and take some pictures. If you can, if you can't do that, that's okay. But then, you know, refer to the website of the builder to look at some of those photos. You can look at 3D tours as well and the Matterport tours and things like that. Those are certainly helpful, but do tour as many models as you can. And look again at homes that maybe you wouldn't have normally considered. So if there's a parade of homes or something in the area and you're looking at a ranch, don't be afraid to still look at that two-story. Look at the kitchen. Look at, you know, the family room. You know, look at the powder room and stuff. Just get an idea of some of these spaces because you might see a different product. You might see a little bit different layout that you want to integrate into your new home. And you'll be really glad that you did and glad that you looked at another home. All right. The third do when you're building a new home is to hire or find a builder before you buy the lot. This is really critical as well. And here's why. If you go and you just buy the lot before you hire the builder, you're putting yourself in jeopardy because most likely you're not going to know every little detail in that lot that you're buying. And there could be some hidden things that a qualified builder would be able to discover and potentially save you quite a bit of money or also potentially notify you of that cost or issue before you buy it. And it may influence your purchase decision because the last thing you want to have happen is you buy a lot and then find out you can't afford to build on it. That's not good. You don't want that to happen. So get a builder involved before you buy the lot. If you're down to two or three builders, you know, have them all look at it. And study that lot and make sure that you understand what those costs would be. And some of the things they might discover is, you know, they may point out some things in the restrictions in the subdivision that are going to make the house more expensive. Or they may recommend a soil test, which you find out that you have to put a very expensive septic system in. Or they may look at it and say, you know, this thing's going to have to stick out of the ground 6 feet, and you're going to need to bring in 50 loads of fill, and that's going to be thousands of dollars, and you're going to have to add more stone for your garage, and on and on and on. And all of a sudden, this lot that seemed affordable, now you're seeing why it's still on the market and why it's so affordable, because it needs a lot of work. So one of the biggest do's is get your builder involved before you buy the lot. The fourth do when you're building a home is to go to your bank and get pre-approved. Definitely do this as soon as possible. Do this before you buy the lot, of course. This should be one of the first things you do. And the reason is you want to know what your budget is. Now, a lot of times people get pre-approved and they get a fairly sizable number, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you want to spend all of that, but that's how much you can spend. And it's important to know that number. And of course, sometimes things can change a little bit. Obviously, interest rates can change daily. But besides that, sometimes things can change. And you know, if you wait a while, you may need to get another pre-approval. But just keep in mind that, you know, if you're buying a home, you know, the appraisal can affect the value of the home and all sorts of things like that. But if you have a general, you know, pre-approval, you can spend $450,000, great. Now you kind of know when you're talking to the builder. Now don't go in with this thing in mind and tell the builder right away, I can spend $450,000. I know a lot of people are worried about telling the builder their budget. I think it's okay to tell a builder a budget. I appreciate it when my customers do that. I don't press them for it, but I do appreciate it when they tell me their general budget. 90% of the time, I don't believe them, because usually whatever number they tell you, they end up going over it. And so they usually give you a little bit lower number. But again, have a pre-approval so you know what you can spend. Otherwise, you're going to waste a lot of time. You're going to go talk to builders. You might look at plans and get all excited about something and then find out you can't afford it. And you've just wasted not only your time, but the builder's time, and you can't get that back. All right. The fifth do that you're going to want to do when building a home is to create a budget and stick to it. And this sounds so simple, especially when we're talking about financials and getting pre-approved. But okay, you get pre-approved. Now stick with your budget. So for example, you may say, hey, I want to spend $500,000. Or you can spend $500,000 on a whole package for a house and a lot. Okay? Let's just say that's the number. Now, what I've done for some clients that contact me that don't have the lot is they'll say, okay, I can spend up to $500,000 on my package. I will tell them, you know, based on what you're looking for in a home, they'll say, hey, I want, you know, 4-bedroom home, you know, 2.5 bath, 2,200 square feet or something like that. I might say, okay, you know, that home is going to be $350,000. You need $50,000 for your site improvements. You know, now you're at $400,000. That means you can spend no more than $100,000 on your lot. So now they have a budget, right? They know, okay, I can go buy any lot under this price. If I get a lot that's $80,000, I have $20,000 extra potentially that I could put into my home. So now they have a budget. Because again, they've done the right thing and they've contacted the builder before they bought the lot. So now they know what they can spend and they can potentially get, you know, more for their money and also make sure that they can afford to build that home. But have a budget and stick to it and be careful. Like if you know like your budget is $500,000, you may want to actually try and get your home under that number, let's say 490 or 485 or something like that. That way you have a little bit of room if you do want to add some enhancements while you're building it or during your selection process. So it helps to have a little bit of money set aside or set aside some money and then stick to it and say, hey, I'm allowing up to, you know, $15,000 for some fun things or upgrades. When I get to that, I gotta stop, because you can always add more in a home. It's very easy to do. All right, the sixth thing you do want to do when you're building a home is plan this out. And what I mean by this is just take some time and kind of do a timeline, sketch this out on a piece of paper and see how long this is going to take. Add in a little bit of extra time And then also make sure you're planning whether you need to sell your home first, if you have a home, or plan on where you're going to go or where you're going to live temporarily while your new home is being built. But get that planned out and have an idea in your mind what you're going to need to do, because the worst thing you do is just do this all by the seat of your pants. And it can cause a lot of stress. It can cause a lot of grief, especially with the housing situation. You know, you don't necessarily want to live with your in-laws if you don't have to, unless you really, really love your in-laws. But most of the time when our clients live with their in-laws, it becomes a stressful build, and we don't want to have that happen. And so plan that out. Do some careful planning. Figure out some places that you can stay. If you do sell your house, if you can live in your house, then you're going to want to wait. You're going to want to talk to your builder and find out, the exact time the house will be done, and then maybe work with a realtor to find out how long it might take to sell your home, and then work it backwards so that you have a nice established plan for everything. All right, the seventh thing that you're going to want to do when you're building a home is to stay organized. And the biggest thing I can say is create some sort of a folder, create a shared file that you put all your building information in. So everything from the floor plans to your changes, your estimates, your signed contracts, your lot offers, keep that all in one place, your selections. Another great thing to stay organized, and this is super helpful. Now, we have some software that we use, and our customers can upload things. So certainly, if a builder has that, you may want to take advantage of that system. But if they don't, you can kind of create your own. But like when you're doing your selections, take a picture of everything that you've selected. I can't tell you how many times people make selections and they just, you know, forget what they picked 2 weeks later, a month later, and then they become unsure and they get all worried, and then they want to keep coming back in and looking at their selections and they want to change them, and it just becomes an off and on thing. So take pictures of what you selected. That way you can look back a couple days later and go, yep, you know what? I really like that countertop with the flooring. I'm really excited about this. It just makes things a lot easier. So take pictures of that. You know, save pictures of your house under construction. Could be helpful if you do have an issue, but it can also be helpful down the road. If you decide, hey, I'm going to add some wiring, I've got some pictures of my family room, I can see exactly where some of the mechanicals are, and I know exactly what I can do. Or I put in this wire here, and now I have a picture of it. And because you were organized, you can look back on that and know that you can cut that hole in the wall confidently, and the wire will be there. All right, the last do that you want to do when building a home is ask a lot of questions. And this is, I think, really important, because when you're building a home, a lot of people just assume things. And that's usually one of the biggest sources of frustration, is assuming you know the answer, or assuming the answer to be a certain thing. Ask lots of questions. Ask questions before you go under contract. When you're going through the process, ask questions. Don't be afraid that you're asking a dumb question. Builders get hundreds of questions every day. We don't think any of them are dumb. Ask them. And, sometimes those innocent questions that you weren't sure of asking can be the really important ones that could change a major decision on your home. So make sure that you do ask your questions. And again, going back to the previous one, with details, you know, keep a binder, keep some notes, start a notebook with information about your build, because you can always reference that later, and that can be very helpful for you as you go through the building process. So hopefully you guys appreciated the do tips for building your home. And if you guys found this to be helpful, make sure that you also check out the forthcoming don'ts of building a home as well, so that you can piece the whole puzzle together.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.